Blog Talk Radio.
The views, opinions, and statements made by callers are not necessarily the beliefs of the Professional Association of City Employees, PACE, the National Association of Government Employees, its officials, agents, or employees, the union. This show is for the purpose of airing opinions, concerns, and general commentary among PACE union members. The views expressed are solely those of the caller and do not automatically represent the policies, position, or view of the union and may not be construed as legal advice.
Good day to everybody, all of our PACE podcast listeners out there, and welcome to Radio Connections with PACE. I am your host, Gina Pagnotta-Murphy, president of PACE.
And I am your co-host, Ebony Walton, vice president of PACE.
Ebony, how you doing?
I'm all right. I'm all right.
Listen, this chili is really good. You know, Ebony always feeding me. I'm telling you, I'm eating right now as we talk. And that's so rude, so I got to sit this down. She wasn't extravagant today, you ladies and gentlemen.
No.
She just fixed a bowl of chili with some. This tastes really, really good.
Well, thank you, Gina. I felt like chili. I got up this morning. Mm-hmm. I didn't feel like doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday was one of those days. Today's one of those days. Just blah. So.
And that's unusual for you because you're normally the exuberant
one. And you're right. But
so tell the listeners why you're feeling a little down. Just because, you know, we always be our truth.
The weather.
Yeah.
I hate this type of weather.
Yeah.
I absolutely hate it. I don't know if it's done something to me. So I went and I made sure I took me a vitamin D and my extra vitamins. But I can take this weather. It just blah. Like I said,
vitamin D lifts you up?
I'm hoping it does.
Sound like you need something a little stronger than vitamin D.
Maybe.
Because I take 2,000 milligrams a day. And that ain't lifting me up.
I don't know. I just need some sun out or something. I don't know. It's you know, you just get in those moods every now and then.
Well.
It'll be all right later.
You're right.
I'm going to go to the gym and it'll be all right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you doing?
Well, I kind of like the weather when it's like this. I don't like it rainy.
Yeah.
But it's just perfect. It's just enough that you need a sweater. And because my mood swings, you know, I've always told my truth about mood swings, but. When it's down like this, I react better than the sunny. Sunny
really?
Is too much going on with the bright
that's
sun.
Me. I love sun.
Because we're still in COVID, remember?
Yeah, that's right.
You know, and this right here, this kind of weather keep everybody a little low-keyed and inside. But
that's right. You're right.
Get you one of those blue lights or something. You know, like you used to have blue lights in the basement with a little ball you can turn.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm fine. It's just the weather.
Okay.
So I made chili. I didn't feel like cooking the whole. Like,
you sure that shot ain't catching up with you?
I hope it ain't the shot. I hope it's not the shot.
Well, we want to give a shout out to Anna Abato, one of our union reps. She's a little down. She has some issues that she had to go in the hospital, but there's nothing life-threatening, but it was enough for them to keep her. And she texted me and let me know she's doing okay, but she had an allergic reaction. I said, you sure that wasn't the shot? When did you take your shot?
She said
a week ago, but
you
know me.
Yeah.
Everything is on the shot.
Everything.
So what's the hot topics out there this week?
Well, we have, you know, the Meghan Markle. Is that her name, right?
Ooh,
yeah. The talk had some issue going on. They canceled their show for 2 days, Monday and Tuesday. So they should pick back up. Something sharing on.
Wait a minute. You know I got to go there. Hold up. I don't watch the talk, no way, the View and all
me
that.
Either.
However, you mean to tell me that they shut down their show.
They did.
For 2 days.
2 days.
Because of something that went on with Sharon Osbourne's
something
statement.
That she said. It was something that she said in reference to the British news radio guy.
Because she's Britain, isn't she?
I think so.
Pierce,
so
that
she's
Pierce Morgan
friends
guy.
With him. And he made a comment about that was not true. About what Meghan Markle was saying or whatnot. So because she kind of seemed to have taken his side, then Miss Cheryl Underwood.
Not
her
the Underwood with all the hair there.
Yeah.
What's the name was called? LeVette.
They got into some words, and so they said they was canceling the show for those 2 days, Monday and Tuesday, and then they'll pick back up today, Wednesday, and because of that.
So they didn't shut down the show for... The Black Lives Matter.
No. Mm-mm.
when we had a lot of this stuff going on.
Nope.
It didn't shut down the show for the Me Too movement when we had all these alleged rapists and all of this.
They did not.
They didn't shut down the show for... Okay, you're getting my point.
I get what you're saying.
But they shut down this show for 2 days.
For 2 days.
Because something that Sharon Osbourne said. Yeah. Now, I don't know if y'all know Sharon Osbourne, but I'm going to kind of tell you. I kind of like the Osbournes. I used to watch their show because Old Man was funny.
Mm-hmm.
And Sharon was always the balanced person. But, you never can tell who is prejudice, racism, or whatever.
No.
But I never seen her to be that way. And she's had plenty of opportunities over a long period of time, But I never seen her that way at all. So I don't understand what the problem is with that.
But do we ever see any of the Caucasian race be racist that we know? Do they ever just come out? I'm just playing devil advocate here. Nobody ever really comes out and just say I'm racist until they do other things and you see it.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So I'm not saying whether she is or she isn't, but whatever her statement was that she said to back up the British newscaster, Cheryl Underwood didn't like it. And that was that. I mean, it is what it is. Racism exists, whether they say it or not. Most, to me, though, really how I feel is it's kind of innate. They were born that way or raised to be that way, raised from their parents. Because these younger people that are racist, the white people or the black folks that are racist, it's not because you was in that struggle with them.
Okay. We got a problem.
What's that?
First time ever.
What?
I made a boo-boo.
Uh-oh.
I got some texts and calls, when I sent the email out, I forgot to send the link.
Oh.
So let me go in, because I can't even tell them on the line, because they're not listening. Can you forward this? I got two calls so far, and I'm going to write them down, the names that you forward them to. And you all hold on, listeners, to the ones that's there for a minute. Let's see here.
I'm going to forward this to your phone.
Okay.
And then you forward it to their phone and they can jump right on.
So.
Or they can call in. Tell them they can also call in, but if they're able to call in too.
Okay. Let me just text that number and to this person.
Yeah. They can call in.
Let me see. Call
in. So I just sent that to you.
Call in at, what's the number?
The number is 516-418-5441.
418-5441.
Yes, and that's the call in.
Okay. Let me see if we can do that. That's maybe the weather has gotten to me. That's all I can say. Maybe the weather has gotten to me. I don't know. So while I'm doing that, go ahead and tell me what's her name said.
So, Osbourne, I won't talk about that no more. We done with that.
But you never told me.
Well, she just meant she just was taking up for him saying that he wasn't a racist and that he's her friend. So then something came out later that him and Marco had an affair or a relationship, and so that's probably why he said what he said. But then Ms. Osbourne stated on the show that since that's her friend, does that make her racist too? Because she's not racist. And it was just a whole bunch of back and forth between the two of them. So let me do the inspiration moment for the day.
Okay, go ahead.
Whether they take it as inspiration or not, it's a tidbit. Be careful about judging a man's choices when you don't fully understand his challenges. What does that mean to you? Because I like it. What does that mean?
Okay, repeat that again.
It says, and this comes from a Rigel Dawson, be careful about judging a man's choices when you don't fully understand his challenges.
Okay.
So what does that mean to you?
All right. Before we get started, because we got a lot coming on, let me get that number again. 516-414 what?
It is 516-418-5441.
Okay, 516-418-5441. Okay. All righty. hold on. Again, 2-516-418-5441. 5418-5441. Okay. All right. And we got one more I want to send this to, and then we get started again. Okay, let's see here. Keep recent. Let's see what's happening.
You got it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just sent that to that person. And this person.
So,
okay.
Be careful about judging someone's actions or choices when you don't understand their challenges. So people act the way they act because?
Maybe they were born that way.
Maybe they were born that way?
Or
in your role or in your journey of life, you make certain choices.
Okay.
You also come up against certain challenges that make you make certain choices.
Okay.
Right? I might not understand that because I don't know your journey.
Okay.
And that's all it's saying. I shouldn't judge your choices. It might look like a bad choice to me. However, for the challenge that you have, that's what you need, right?
Right.
You might bring a, let's see, I don't know, let's say I might bring a knife where you might bring a rock.
Okay.
I might think your rock is silly. You might think my knife is silly. But for whatever type of challenge that I know I'm facing, maybe the knife is the better choice for me, like the rock is the better choice for you.
Okay, well.
You're not listening to me, Gina.
No,
She's listening to me. She's not listening
I'm trying to. What's happening, our listeners, is we have some folks that's, I mean, they're really anxious trying to get in here.
We have some coming on now. They're coming on.
For some reason, there's, you know, sometimes we have. I'm trying to multitask.
And she's not too well. Good at all.
Oh, no. I can't wait till we get on that topic to talk about how you're talking to me. See, there's a difference between if we were in a different situation. But, okay. So,
she's not welcome.
Listeners, if you're out there and you're trying to get in, is the link is blog, B-L-O-G, talk, radio. .com/radio connections. Again, that's blog talk radio together .com/radio connections. And I apologize for that blunder because I did that.
Yeah, you did.
But you know, y'all need to save that in your favorites. Isn't that how you do? Save it in your favorites.
Yeah, save it in your faves.
So next time, you know, I lock the number in and all of that.
Yeah.
So let's get back to the show. I apologize. You know,
things happen. Okay, we'll give it to you.
Yeah.
Today.
Okay.
Just because it's dreary outside.
Well, to be honest with you, I've been multitasking because I had, like, believe it or not,
mm-hmm.
11 o'clock last night, I had two representations with the airport, with the Shawanda, well, you know, when our stewards out there.
Okay.
And then we had the airport situation. So I didn't get home. I mean, I didn't get settled down about 2 in the morning.
Okay.
And then I had to get up early this morning for 8 o'clock. Well, 7:15 I thought was our mandatory company meeting, which is tomorrow morning.
Mm.
So I'm up now at 7:15. And then at 9 o'clock, I had two virtual meetings. So,
okay.
And then to get over here to you. So I can be a little foggy. And
okay.
Then I forgot to send out the email last night.
I saw that.
But the next email I'm sending, I'm going to tell all of our listeners and our members to just save it in their favorites. So the next
and put
time,
it in their phone, put it on their Microsoft Teams.
Yeah,
a meeting, like
the meeting,
a meeting,
like
yeah.
A meeting,
and
just go ahead. It's every Tuesday from 1 to 2, so you already have the link and or the phone number.
Yeah.
So
okay.
My bad.
Yeah.
But remember, tell your people that wanted to hear and missed out that you can always go back
right.
To the link
and listen to,
and
all,
listen to all of the shows that we've had.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's get back all to right. Our hot topics. Now we have a couple, several of them. We'll probably go over a little 2 o'clock today, but that's okay. We need to talk about Kirk Franklin and that situation.
Okay, so let's talk about it as you go then. That's what's Kirk Franklin? Because I mean,
well, wait a minute. Well, let me finish with the share because I didn't get my spiel on the share.
Okay, go ahead. Go
okay,
ahead.
So we're going to be sharing, and you're going to be Cheryl Underwood now.
Go ahead.
Okay. So anyway,
why you have to be sharing because you're the lighter complexion and I'm
not.
See, I
didn't
even
think.
What that is.
I did not think like that.
Because,
but oh my God.
Because it's in your mind. And you gave me the doctor's
skin. And
like,
I gave you the doctor's skin woman. And didn't even think about
didn't
that.
Didn't even think. That's how they are. That's how they are. They don't even
that's
think
how we
about
are.
It. That's how we are. Don't even think about it. It's
just went
there.
There.
It's just there.
Oh, Ebony, what an observation. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, I need to be a psychologist. You need to be a psychologist.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
Okay, go ahead with your.
So I was just being facetious by saying with that,
yeah.
But I did take the color, right?
You did.
Anyways, Sharon, in my opinion, Sharon has a right to defend her friend.
Yes.
And
yes.
I'm looking at the culture. I don't really know where they're from, but with the English kind of tone, language, style, they're probably from the same culture, same arena. So they're going to have a connections. Like if you go to Africa or we have black folks being a group of white people, you're going to kind of be around the black folks.
Yeah.
It's just an automatic thing. Now, granted, from what I know, from not like I know these people, but my inner self, my third eye, I said self, and self said, huh? I said, this don't have nothing to do with race. What it has to do with, after I listened to some of the bloggers and found out some information, apparently Meghan Markle was dating Pierce before she met Harry, okay? Because it was a known fact, and this is fact, not alleged, that after she went out with Harry or whatever, she met up with Pierce at some restaurant, okay? They have been seeing each other. Now, I don't know how strong they've been seeing each other, but they were having intimate dinners and whatever. So my opinion from what I'm seeing for him to storm out,
he just
that had nothing to do with racism.
Yeah.
That was a jealous man, okay? Red, black, blue, green, whatever. The man got shot down because she just started dating Harry.
And married.
And now married.
With children.
Okay. So he's pissed.
Yeah.
All right. And she probably didn't text him to say it was over or whatever he thought it was going to be. And she stood him up. And so now he's hurt. And when you're hurt and in love and crazy about this young girl, because I thought Pierce, what's his name? Morgan or whatever was an old guy. He probably was really in love with this woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she broke his heart and he's pissed. So what you saw storming off, don't nobody storm off when they talk of racism. They want to get their point heard about if it's something that they angry about when it comes to black and white issues. Okay. He stormed off because homeboy, whatever that dude's name is, was questioning him about that fact. Big dog will holler. So that was my take on that. So Sharon is friends with Pierce for many, 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 many years.
Mm-hmm.
And she was trying to say the same thing that I'm probably saying. She didn't see any racism in that. She didn't, you know, he went off on the edge with whatever. And the thing is that he's a hurt, disgruntled lover that got jilted.
That could be.
So that's my take on it. I like Sharon Osbourne, so I guess everybody say I'm racist, but you can call me whatever you want because I got a white father and a black mother, so I can be either one of them. Call me whatever you want to call. The word is now mulatto, so I'm mulatto.
Oh, Lord.
I'm standing in between. But here's the deal. I like Sharon because I like her candor. I like the way, you know, she talks. Mm-hmm. I didn't care for Pierce because Pierce, he always had something to say about anybody, anything. So it wasn't just a Meghan Markle. I mean, he's all right.
Yeah.
But I never listened to him. So anything that he said that could have been racist didn't bother me. But I really like Sharon, and I wish they'd leave her alone. Because she's just speaking up for her friend, and she's not racist because you speak up for your friend. But, hey, look at, what's his name?
Mm-hmm.
That Trump dude.
Number 45.
He drove pictures with his family, then sitting up there with the KKK outfits on or whatever. You didn't call him Klansman then or whatever. So come on, let the lady take up for her friend, okay? I mean, at least they take up for each other. We ride there. So anyway.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's go on to Kirk Franklin. Moving on.
Yeah.
I did not hear what Kirk Franklin, I'm not laughing, but I am. What he said to his son. But number one, my son went on Facebook and had something to say about it and was telling people, said, Kirk Franklin ain't got nothing on Gina Pagnotta. Because I can't tell you the words I used to call my son, my older son. He's 42 now, back in the day. Because he was a bad little boy. He was a good boy. He didn't do drugs, didn't do none of that. He was just mischievous. He was just into everything. And he said I called him so many bad words, he didn't even remember his first name. And to this day, he was traumatized. So he went out there and put that on Facebook. And, of course, you know, I had to respond. And then I realized, because, you know, I'm not excited about technology. So after I said what I had to say, I repeated, then it dawned on me. And everybody, what I said, I'm like, oh, my God. So I called him up. And he said, Mom, I thought about it, and I made it private. No, okay. You didn't.
No.
Because I already seen something. I said, you know what? But guess what? That's my truth. I'm a cusser. Let everybody know. But I have grown from back in my wild days, yeah. And I ain't ashamed of my days because, hey, I didn't do nothing illegal. But I had a mouth on me, and my mouth came from the military. I was a passive little girl. Passive little girl. You looked at me wrong, I cried. When I got in the military, the stuff that I went through in the military, when I tell you the stuff that I went through in the military, I had to grow. And the only thing that I could grow to get the stress off me was cussing. I would cuss every two words. And then I'm from a small town called Fairfield, North Carolina, what they call the Bill. And all you hear around there is cuss words because we're around the military. Mm-hmm. Cussing, cussing, cussing. So and then my daughter had the nerve to tell me, well, Mom, there's nothing wrong with cussing because cussing is in the Bible. So I wanted to Google.
Oh, Lord.
I wanted to Google to see how many curse words is in the Bible.
How many?
Well, I just said I wasn't going to do that.
Oh, okay.
I said I wanted to. But when you think about it, the word ass is
the word ass is in
the Because that means what? In the Bible they were talking about the donkey.
Oh, the donkey. Yes. Not the real ass, but
it's
the real ass.
Hell was in the definitely in the Bible. Damnation.
Damnation.
That, you know.
But these other ones that they come up with, they ain't in there.
Oh, what other words?
I'm not gonna say those other words.
Well, Mother Mary.
Yeah, that's not in there. That's definitely not in there.
Well, just as long as
the female dog, but we know that that's to be the female dog.
Yeah.
That's
so, but my thing is, you know,
it's a word.
Cursing is to me ethically when you're in a professional business environment.
Mm-hmm.
There are professional etiquettes that you don't curse. People out there, City of Atlanta employees, we all curse. I don't care what level you at. You said a curse word here and there. Now, where you said it. How you say it,
mm-hmm.
That was the topic, too, we were talking mm-hmm. about. It's okay, but it's not okay. You know, now, if you get behind the closed doors, you know, and say all these curse words,
you're good.
That's great. But when you are in front of somebody,
that's different.
And you know. Cause
now, we did have an incident. We always have an incident.
Oh, there now.
Lord have mercy, these folks. But you talking to these sisters, you got to say something. Because they would. I told you how that one man, he's screaming online. I'm trying to talk to him.
Now, that was funny. So, tell this because what happened.
I'm talking to this grown too.
Okay.
Buckhead area. Nice. Okay. So, you know, they the well-off citizens over there.
Uh-huh.
He calls in and he didn't want to hear what I had to say because it wasn't what he wanted to hear. He wanted someone to go out, send a police officer out for him to a place that he wasn't going to be at. He just wanted to tell on this person, and we can't just send an officer out and there's no victim there. You have to be there. So he didn't want to hear that. So I'm like, sir, will you have to, and every time I say, he's ah. And I said, sir, ah. I said, sir, you got ah. I said, you know what? This is not going in the whole
That's
time.
Funny.
I was so, that makes you want to cut.
But that was funny to me.
So this young lady had made a comment. They were all on the zones, and one lady made a comment about an event that's coming up. And she made the comment. I was sitting there as a supervisor. I was over there helping another employee. And this particular employee makes the comment, hey, let's talk about this, how they're going to do X, Y, and Z when this is a whole nother year. And so because I was there and I knew, I just mentioned, I said, well, it's from the year 2020. And then her response was, oh, okay, I digress, you know. But then shortly right after that, she responded, well, you know how y'all do. Y'all do some F-U-C-K S-H-I-T stuff.
Mm.
We had a new employee that was just, he had just got there. He's sitting there looking like, whoa. all the other ones sitting there like, oh, my goodness.
Mm.
And I said, wow. How do they just feel the, how do you, as an adult woman, with even, like, if I'm around my parents or in a professional setting, I'm not a cursor anyway, but if I do use those terms, for whatever the reason I use them for, it's not going to be around certain people because mm-hmm. I have that type of respect,
mm-hmm.
period.
Well, I never see, and be honest, I never heard you curse.
Unless I'm repeating, you know. If I'm repeating from somebody, I will say the
but
word.
But you heard me curse.
Oh, yeah. You know.
You heard me curse. Whoa.
Definitely. But I wasn't raised around that, so that wasn't my, you wasn't, you got popped in the mouth real fast.
Mm-hmm. But I learned, I've always said, I want to be blessed for God to bless me, to grow old, live long, and be able to curse.
Really?
I just want to cuss. Because I don't know, it's just something about, you know, Steve Harvey said it, and I said, you know what, Steve, I think I want to do the same thing you do.
You just
want to cuss. I just want to cuss. Because, see, cussing to me makes it get out. You know, not cussing you out.
Yeah, but just getting
just
it
cuss,
out. Just
you know, when
out.
You get, you know, instead of saying H-E-L-L hockey sticks. I mean,
because I spell it all day long.
Yeah, H-E-L-L. What is that?
And my friends get on me. I mean, just
say the word. I mean, by the time you spell it out, you know.
You said it already. It does. Yeah, so I don't know. But that's what that was.
Just let me say, folks, cursing is not acceptable in a working environment. Don't curse in a working environment. That's just not acceptable. Now, you can go in the bathroom with curse, but don't let nobody hear you. And with Kirk Franklin, to be honest, from a mother that raised four children on her own, not expecting to do that, thought I have a white picket fence with a house and a husband forever
life
and
happens.
Ever and ever. Life happens, and I raised them on my own, worked two jobs, went to school. Gave my children the best they had, never was on any assistance like that. Now I wish I can get every assistance they got.
I know, right?
But I was real good at doing that. Kids didn't like maybe the brand name shoes I got them, but they were in brand new clothes, healthy, clean, and they ate food every day. And I cursed them out because, and the reason how I started cursing is because I had so many children and their names were so close together. I couldn't remember which child I'm talking to. So I would say a curse word. Yeah, you know who I'm talking to.
Jesus.
So.
That is, I'm not going to let you live with that.
I had Shawanda, Shabranda, Shaee.
Well, that's a,
and
why
Shabrana.
Would you do that to yourself?
I don't know. At the time, I thought it was cute. Like they got Shaquita, Shaquita. You know. So at that time, back in the days, I had my children. I just wanted all my children to start with a C. And I just felt I didn't want them to feel separated if they didn't have a C with their name. So that was my thought.
I've never heard of
so
that.
When they get in trouble, I couldn't remember. Shawanda, Shabrana, hell, you know who you are. You know. So, yeah, that's when I started cursing when I was a single parent. But with Kirk Franklin, I give him, you know, I feel for his pain. I don't know all that was said before that young man, his son, to
but
put
he's an
him,
adult, though, right?
But he did one thing that I don't agree with,
what?
Putting you on the air. That's a private,
on,
yeah,
is
that's
that,
what I
that
meant.
Is private.
He, but he blasted him on Facebook and
but with anger, that's what it makes you do.
Yeah,
he's
with
angry.
Anger. So Kirk Franklin, anybody that knows him or want to send something out to Kirk, I don't know all that was said, but as a parent that has gone through that and still go through that, because I have a young son and we have a toxic relationship sometimes.
I have some girls.
You have some girls. You might catch me at the wrong. Let me tell you something. I'm tired. I had three meetings already 2 hours long representing people, doing my job. And you come in here calling me about some crazy stuff, you're going to get a curse word.
Now, I will admit, I have my kids with in their teenage years, if you have not raised children past the teenage years,
oh my goodness,
you haven't done anything. Because that right there, to get past kids in that teenage stage, is like the worst. And I said some words.
Now, wait a minute. Now, hold up.
One time, I did.
Hold
I
up,
had
my sister. Listen, now, you just said.
One time. I just remember.
Oh, y'all hear that.
Listen,
one time.
One time.
Okay.
They
that's
were
like that.
Making me, listen, they had brought some boys in my house. Overnight hours,
oh,
I was at work.
Now, that's a beat down.
So I was talking to them. I was having a conversation. I didn't really just fuss at my kids. I had a conversation. And so I said, do you want to be like, and I used the curse word. It was okay. Like that. It wasn't me cursing at them. It was.
Okay, justify.
You know, it was a conversation.
Go ahead and justify.
I'm just saying it was a conversation.
That's like you only smoked weed one time.
One time. I only had this.
You sound like no politician. But anyway. So, Kirk Franklin, my prayers go out to you and your family. I understand when you have a situation.
That's your business. Let's just
leave y'all leave that man alone. I mean, his son was wrong for blasting him out like that.
And
I guess
that.
He was trying to hurt him in his status. Kurt is not God.
Exactly.
Kurt is
no.
not perfect. He is a man. Because he chose his career to be in the gospel world, making gospel, singing gospel, and preaching little stuff or whatever. He's done wonders for people in the gospel
and that
industry.
Take away from that.
He was talking to
man.
His young man that was disrespecting him. And
they can be very disrespectful.
Very, what are you talking about? I'm not going to call the name, but if you ask them today, they'll tell you. That military had to kick in on him when he stood flat foot to me with his hands fisted, whatever, balled up like he wanted to do something to me because I was jumping on him about doing something like having girls
exactly.
over at my house.
Yeah.
You know how I am.
Yeah.
And
that
I told him, you want, go ahead. I could not let him get away with that.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would have always been fighting him.
Exactly.
So the next thing I knew, my knee was in his throat on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how he got there, but I guess that military kicked in. I get one of the But anyway, he tells that story. All I'm saying to you guys in relations to that, please forgive Kirk Franklin. Don't know what was said. Don't care what was said.
That's his business.
That was his
business.
That's
business.
His personal
that's
business
it.
With his child.
That's it.
And be done with it.
That's it.
And that's all I got to say on that. And I'm just going to tell you guys, no cursing in the workforce. Try your best. If you're having a one-on-one with someone, I mean,
that
you
you're
know,
familiar
come on.
With, that's a different situation.
Yeah,
but amongst your peers, a lot of them, and you're in a different, your tone. Yeah, your tone. It's all about the tone, too.
Because you can use the word damn.
And not, exactly.
Like,
and not
like
damning me.
Yeah.
Or you hit yourself. You
damn.
Hit something. Like, something.
Yeah.
Or you missed the deadline.
Like,
that's
damn.
Different. She loving to say this word. You ought to see her. She really putting some emphasis on this.
Hell. Or damn can mean the, like the bridge.
Like the bridge.
Like that's a big damn right there.
So
just be mindful of where you are, who you're around, and who you're talking to in the city environment. Our city culture does not allow profanity.
Not at all.
And because that can be some form of
discourteousness
abuse.
Too.
Yeah.
And this can be
disrespectfulness.
It is.
Yeah. So, anyway.
So now.
Next topic.
Now, so we talked about the Kirk Franklin situation. We talked about the Meghan Markle. And
we
then,
didn't really talk about Meghan
what
Markle.
About did you get your stimulus money, though? That's the biggest thing right now. Right?
But you want to borrow some? No. I ain't going to tell you. You want, but you want some money.
Give me $5. Give me $5.
I think I got it on my Cash App card.
You got
I have not got my stimulus check. I want to know where my money at.
Where your money?
Where my money?
Lord have mercy.
So I wanted to call that Agent G? Whitworth. I wanted to get my money. What's that number? I need to get my money in advance. But anyway, tell me the story that I'm hearing. That someone got killed over a stimulus check?
They said the father, the girlfriend or the ex-girlfriend, they no longer together. She had got the stimulus money. He wanted the money. So he went over to her house. And it resulted in about 3 people dying.
Oh, my God.
For this money, which one is with her, the female, because he wanted the money.
For the children, for the kids.
Oh, my goodness. That is awful. Over the stimulus check?
Over the stimulus.
Oh, my goodness.
Over the stimulus money.
So let me get this right. Because of the fact that this, you know, see, that's a double-edged sword, you know, because everybody now knows that if you're a fair, you got a you're a female by yourself, woman, father even, and you have 3, 4, 5 children, no matter. They already accounted up with your money.
They already know.
But the fact is, they don't know when you're getting it. But that's sad to hear that. Mm-hmm. So you all had to take that call?
No, this was not here in Georgia. This was not here at all.
Okay, so that was at an, okay.
Thank goodness it was not in Georgia.
Okay, well, that's
Frankfurt,
sad.
Frankfurt is.
That's sad wherever it is.
Yeah.
So people, let's talk about the stimulus. Now, we know that your stimulus checks is coming if you don't already have it. But please be mindful to come to work.
Please.
Wait till the weekend comes and then party hard.
Not for our department because they got to come to work on the weekend.
Well, that's true. But
we had half our people off Friday and Saturday this weekend with their money in.
Oh my
I'm not saying it was because of the stimulus.
Now that's funny.
But I'm just saying.
But let's hope that wasn't the truth.
We got paid and the stimulus. Friday and
so
Saturday, we were short.
How many calls did y'all have come in?
I think on Friday night or Saturday night, we had about 1,555 calls.
Oh, my God.
One night.
And how many people on staff?
Am I going to get in trouble for saying this? No, I'm just playing. No, we had about seven on a Friday
people?
Night, about 7 to 6 on a Friday night. Then our numbers go down on about 5 o'clock because we lose some staffing. They go home.
Oh,
they've
my
done their
goodness.
Shift, and then we don't get any more until 7 p.m. We'll get probably 2 more. So it, on a Friday and a Saturday night, it's crazy.
You know what they need to do? And I think they need to bring this up. Just a suggestion. We've got this stuff before. They need to get out on injury and stuff.
They should.
And bring them in. I think I'm going to send that out immediately.
You've mentioned that before. Even the previous administration, she's mentioned it. Pritchett, she's mentioned it too. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what the... First of all, I do know that this job, everybody can do. Police, they can see it. They are out there seeing it, so they should be able to handle the phone part. It's just a multitasking that they have to get, you know, up under their belt. But I've come to the realization that this job, to do this job, really, after so much of it, some people just, you can't handle it. You can't handle it.
But that's
so
a hard job.
It's a very hard job, mentally. But the thing about this, it doesn't pass on you until something happens, and then you realize this is affecting me from the job. I can't do large crowds.
Right.
I can't. Right. I go around my family house and I'll sneak out real quick.
I can't do that anyway.
Yeah, so that's just, I can't tolerate a lot of talking, a lot of noise, because we have all these different stimuli in there. And I need them to get rid of some of this stimuli. They have the bell. You called me and the bell is ringing. You got the noise when officers hit their emergency buttons. You have the lights flashing when the lines are holding. It's all kind of.
How they had anybody to come in and just do an overview of what y'all doing to come up with a better action plan?
No,
you know,
not to my.
Maybe we need to have safety come up
because that stuff affects
just,
you.
Like,
I got home one night last week and I was in the shower and I promise you I was hearing the bell in the shower. I wasn't asleep. I was wide open in the shower hearing that bell in my ear. That stuff affects you, and it's like. I've taken some psychology classes earlier and on years ago. And, you know, I don't think it's Freud. It's the other guy. But
only
Pavlov.
Only guy was Sigmund and Freud.
Sigmund Freud. It's another guy. It's a psychologist. Anyway, you hit the bowl for a dog when you want to train a dog. This is what's in the book. You train a dog.
Right.
You hit the bowl. You put food in the bowl. The dog knows you hit the bowl. Food is in the bowl.
Right.
So it's an innate thing.
Right.
I know. Hit
right.
the bowl, food. Hit the bowl, food.
Right.
Me and these employees up here, that bell goes off, somebody's in the line waiting to be answered. It's a life on the line, right? So I understand and get that, but that's messing with your mind.
Wow. So you're telling me now, if I hit a bell and I go.
Get out, Gina.
In front of you, go ding, ding, ding.
I'm a scream.
Ebony, give me all of your stimulus money. Ebony.
I'm a run because that's what the bell makes me want to do. It makes me want to run. And you're sitting right there.
That's not funny. I'm making light of it, but I really would like to get into that, you know, really just, have safety come out, or I don't know what you call these people, but they come out and they take an overview to see what's going on. How does it mess with this psych?
Yeah.
And see if there's something different that we can get. I really would love to see the police officers that are on desk duty because of injuries or something that help out with that 911. And because once you
guys, they know it.
If you guys can get fully staffed to the point we can start making you all go on vacations.
Exactly.
You know, so you get your mindset right.
Exactly.
So we're going to...
Because they're overworked.
We'll get out with Councilman Dustin Hillis and see what we can do about that. And then I'll get with safety. I got someone, Mr. Martin. I think he would, if he don't know, he's a good avenue to find for me.
Okay. Let's see if some people want to talk to us today.
Okay.
So when we unclick you, it's going to tell you that you are no longer muted. Once it says you are no longer muted, you can go ahead and speak, okay? We're going to go ahead and go to the first caller.
Ding, ding, ding.
I'm going to run. You are no longer muted. You want to speak? Who do we have? Nope. Okay. Go to the next one. See if you want to speak. How you doing today? You want to speak? Just want to listen. Not a problem. Okay, do you want to speak today? It's going to say you're unmuted. You want to speak? All right, Gina.
So let's get to the topic today real briefly. We mentioned about is it okay to say I'm not okay? And one of the questions is that someone just typed in to me, what about if you don't want anyone to know you're not okay?
That's the deep. Say that again.
Okay. Listener want to know. What about if you don't want anyone to know you're not okay?
Yeah, that is deep.
And I wish that caller would call in and let's talk about it.
Why wouldn't you want them not to know?
Okay, I think we have a caller that just called in. Let's go to that caller, please, and see what he's saying.
Okay, it's going to tell you unmuted.
Can
you
all hear me?
Yes, we can, loud and clear. How are you doing today?
I am doing all right. The question that I had is, now that things such as mental illness or even with us as, you know, since this is a podcast for city employees, even us as city employees, knowing that certain injuries, maybe even certain illnesses can prevent us from perhaps getting opportunities or maybe even being seen and perceived differently at work. What if we have that message of it's okay to be honest and say when something is wrong, but what if someone doesn't feel okay with letting everyone else or even anyone else know that that something's wrong physically, mentally, socially, you know, with what's going on right now? The social temperature is very important, even more important than it has been in almost half a century. So what do we do? What kind of conversations, what kind of solutions do we have if people are not comfortable or, in a sense, okay with letting people know that they are not okay?
What would be their reason for them? Why are they not comfortable first? Is it the group of people that they don't trust, or is it they feel they'll be ridiculed? What are the reasons that they are not okay with telling someone or that group that they're not okay?
I say yes to all of those, and there's probably other reasons as well. There can be on any given day, depending on who you speak with, you can get a handful of different reasons about why people are not comfortable or they're not okay with, let's be honest with each other here. We're asking people to be vulnerable. So people have different reasons for not wanting to be vulnerable, right? So I don't think that we can really pinpoint a specific cause to the problem. But if we look at the problem as a whole and just understand and know that there are people out there that are uncomfortable, letting others, letting superiors, letting others, just putting it out there in general that there,
that
there's
some, some experiences that I've had or seen with someone not being okay and not being good with expressing that they're not okay because they've been ridiculed or maybe their assignment gotten switched, which they might not need that assignment to be switched. They just want to let people know, hey, this is what's going on. But as a professional and as an adult, it is their duty or their responsibility. It would be my responsibility to let someone, my manager, know, hey, this is what's going on. Now, it could be a time where I might not want to discuss what is going on for whatever the reasons that I want to keep that to myself. But if something were to happen and no one was aware that I was dealing with a certain situation, then that's something that I would have to deal with personally myself. I couldn't blame no one for that. You know, well, they should have known, not if I didn't say anything, right? So then you have a situation where they do know. And maybe you have a situation where not only do they know, but you have one that likes to run their mouth a little bit. You know, you can't really tell secrets to, but they are in management. But one way or another, that information got leaked out to someone, to some of the regular employees, and it didn't remain in the admin staff or the management staff. And that could be a problem. But then you gave your truth. You told what was going on, and then that's another situation that you can have. You can get into or you can say the information was shared and it was supposed to have been private information. But as an adult and for me to perform my job, if it's something that's hindering me from performing my job, I definitely would want to my management team to know, hey, this is what I'm dealing with. Because if something happens, I need to make sure that I said that I wasn't prepared to do what I needed to do fully or perform in a full capacity that I would normally perform in because something was going on, whether it was PTSD, whether it was stress, whether it was anxiety, whether it was health-wise, anything. So, I mean, it's two-edged sword, really.
Well, let me chime in. So, Ebony gives the educational book about it. Let me give you the real deal, get the elephant out of the room. In answer to your question, from my perspective, number one, you got two different types of situations that we're talking about. It's okay to say I'm not okay in your personal life, and then you have your work life. Mm-hmm. Now, in your work life, you were touching on, it's your work environment. When you don't have good leadership, you don't have trust. And in that trust, you want to be able to tell your manager or supervisor when you're not okay, mm-hmm. because it can affect your productivity for that day. A good leader should know his team, him or her, should know the team and know when you're having a day by the way you walk in and by the way you speak. Mm-hmm. And that's why you should have one-on-ones. And one-on-ones is that when you call that person in and say, you know, I want to just talk to you, chat with you, everything going okay? Are there any suggestions that I need to make? Are you doing okay? What can I do to help you? That is what's missing right now. And through this whole year pandemic, because we're not able to mm-hmm. get involved, it's even gotten worse. But before the pandemic, we still had some ugly leadership. And once the city gets some quality leadership, and I say again, leaders need to be trained with common sense, know your employees so that you can get the trust so we understand the mental state. We got veterans that have PTSD. Mm-hmm. And you need to understand, what is PTSD? Everybody's shunned from it. We have people, employees that had cancer. We had people that have mm-hmm. certain illnesses or heart conditions or blood pressure, cholesterol. We all are human. But we still, all of that affects the whole body and mind of coming to work. The old saying, don't bring your problems to work, is no longer valid. You come to work with your problems because you got one brain that functions for all different capacities. So it's not okay to not be able to say, huh?
Well, and that's really where I'm coming from, y'all, is, you know, how were we ever expected not to bring our problems to the workplace in the first place?
Well, you have to bring them, but the sad part about it is we got leadership and we don't have everything lined up the way it should be with EAP, with DHR, mm-hmm. with our management, our commissioners, yeah. everything. We're not communicating, even with the citywide safety committee. This is part of the reason that PACE wanted to put all of this together so that we all be connected and be a one-stop shop to help each other. And then you got the HIPAA laws in your personal life.
Yeah.
And what really irks me to this day, and I say this, and I will stand my ground to this, as an employee of the city of Atlanta, I don't care where you work, what department you work. You can work for the mayor. You can work for anybody. When you having personal problems, you are innocent until proven guilty. And the city used to at one time when people got arrested or people did whatever, you know, something happened to them and they got put in jail or whatever, we would try to help them out, you know, whatever mm-hmm. we could. The union would go and say, well, what's going on with them? The commissioners of that department, we wouldn't just throw them away to the dog.
Yeah.
And say, not oh, now your job is at stake. You got arrested. And we need to stop it. Somewhere along the line, this has changed. And so it gets people afraid to talk about anything going on because, oh, we're going to put you on administrative leave with pay. That used to be a helping situation, not a stigma. No. Because if you make a complaint to say, I'm not okay, well, you need to take vacation or you need to go to EAP or you need to go, no, no, let's talk. What can I do as your leader to help you?
That's the thing. The leaders are not equipped to handle that.
Because they're hiring folks that don't know how to lead.
That's it. They're not equipped. So why, if they're going to tell you, don't bring that stuff to work because I can't handle it. I can't help you help you.
This is why it's so important out there, listeners, that, and the ones that's not listening and you can't tell your colleagues, why it's so important to join the union. Now, we can be an ear, a venting mm-hmm. tool to help give you the resources, to help educate you on what we can do for you. Mm-hmm. We're not a psychologist. We're not none of that. But we have the ability to refer you to where to go. Right now, it is okay to say I'm not okay. Exactly. And if anybody down from the mayor on down make you feel invalid, because you're saying I'm not okay and they're not offering to help you, then you let me know. My number is 678-414-8982, and I would definitely take on your case. But we want you to feel you okay. I'm not okay. I call Ebony, but you got to find somebody you can trust. If you have a mental situation, don't be ashamed. Mm-hmm. We so long be ashamed to say I got a mental health problem.
Everybody has mental health problems.
I'm just able to say I got PTSD. It used to be taboo for veterans. I have been diagnosed with PTSD. Everybody run around scared because I might crack. No, that's not one of my issues. But my issue falls under PTSD. I've been traumatized.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you might be afraid of taking a needle. You might be afraid of giving blood. People afraid of flying. Those are former ways of being traumatized
mm-hmm.
because at one point in your life, you were traumatized. So this is what I'm trying to say. Find a friend, somebody, coworker that you trust, that you can text, you can call, that'll be there for you. But let me make it perfectly clear. I do not support anyone that tells somebody something in confidence and it gets spread it out.
Yeah.
You have the HIPAA law. You can be sued for that. And as soon as we have some more stringent rules on the gossiping
mm-hmm.
and stringent mm-hmm. rules of leadership being found guilty of divulging private information, we're going to, PACE is going to continue the fight to make those stringent rules so people that are afraid or ashamed to say, I'm not okay, I need some help.
Yeah.
I'm looking for my employer to help me. We'll either refer you to EAP or you can go to Blue Cross Blue Shield and Kaiser or just talk. Carla, we are looking at, PACE is looking at trying to, later on when we get this podcast up and running where you can visually see us, we're also looking at having some kind of group maybe once a month
mm-hmm.
to come in for City of Atlanta employees to talk about stuff that you're talking about where we can actually, when we can meet in person.
Mm-hmm.
Without having restrictions, and we're looking at doing that. But I want you to reach out. I don't want to say reach out to me, but you have my number anytime because I said don't reach out to me because I'm not a psychologist, and I don't want you to feel that you can call me for medical advice, but you can call me anytime you feel or text me when you feel overwhelmed and you want some support from somewhere. And as your elected official, I will either talk with you or refer you to who you can get some help at that point. If you feel that you're in a crisis and you don't know nobody else to call, you give me a call immediately, and I will make sure that I will call whoever I need to call to get you that help. Does that answer your question, caller?
Yes, ma'am, it does. And it definitely makes me feel like there are other people out there. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome. Mm-hmm. Thank you for calling in.
Definitely.
Have a good day. Who's the next caller?
Let's see. Oh, no, I just hung it up. The rest of them you want to see.
Okay. So, yes, I appreciate that caller coming in, and I hope you guys took that and take it back to your colleagues and let them know mental health is not a joke. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, next week we might even talk about mental health
now
and talk about some of that stuff. What's going
on. Watched the story of Billie Holiday.
Oh, yeah. The United States versus Billie Holiday.
Yes, and Nina Simone.
Yes.
Did you see that
yes.
one? That was
Nina Simone was schizophrenic.
Schizophrenic, paranoid, yes. And it's so, just watching those two shows or movies shows how prevalent mental health is within not just the Black community, but everywhere. All communities deal with mental health. Black communities, they stigmatize
right.
it the worst. We're not going to get any help. All communities really do that. They think that that's a handicap.
Right. But we're going to table that, though, to next week so we can get some more information on mental health and send it out so people can call in. We're going to talk about depression, anxiety, mental health, PTSD, all of that stuff we want to touch bases on.
Mm-hmm.
So, but before we go, we got a few minutes, but we can go over a little bit. We want to hit on the topic, light skin versus dark skin.
Oh, God.
Well, now, that is in the workforce today.
It is.
Men and women.
Yes, it is.
And it's the subliminal, like you just said earlier in the show.
Where you did that.
Where I did that.
Yeah.
Oh, you ain't going to let me let that down.
Uh-uh.
Okay.
No, I'm not. But it's the same way with, like you said, light skin and dark skin, but just all types of prejudices, which chain of command you have, it's prejudice within that. That's the biggest thing there.
Racism. Racism against ourselves.
Yeah.
I got two cases right now where I don't know if that's going, but I'm going to make it go that way. light skin versus a dark skin type of situation of harassment.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no other situation as to why this person is harassing me. So or her. And so my thing is it because you're light skin and he's dark skin and your colleague is dark skin, so they get all of the favorites and you get shifted around, your schedule gets shifted around. It is a subliminal racism.
It is. It
type
is.
Of thing, a culture that it we is. Grew into. And so I've had the privilege and been blessed to be able to work in any environment, really, laying all jokes aside. I have had racism addressed on both sides that I felt alone, that made me traumatized in a sense because I didn't fit in nowhere because I was too light to be in the Black community and too dark to be in the white community. So I was in my own community. So it was only two of us throughout that whole school that looked like each other, light skin, long, straight, pretty hair, that we could go either way and look white because we didn't look Asian or Japanese. So we were ostracized. So that was another form of racism. That was a third party racism is what I call it. Didn't have a click to fit in. And then when I finally got able to be in a group or neighborhood little group, they had this little thing where they used to have names, you know, nicknames and everything. So my nickname, can you gather what it was? Out of soda pop names, what a soda you think I was called? Sprite.
I would not have thought.
Sprite. Why do you think they gave me Sprite? Everybody else was Pepsi Cola, RC Cola, Coca Cola, root beer, but I was Sprite.
Right.
And that was because it was a light color drink. So they referred to me, well, I couldn't be Mountain Dew or orange or grape. I had to be Sprite. So all of this is, you know, and even to this day in your workforce, you don't have, you know, because you know the city of Atlanta is predominantly African American.
Yeah, it is.
And so.
But they use their chain of command to use that. That's how they group. Who mm-hmm. has, who's ranked high? These are, that's how they use theirs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And when you don't feel, or if an outside of that chain, the higher chain of command picks on the lower chain of command, or they take over your chain of command, but this chain of command is the people that I don't have that relationship with. When I bring an issue to the chain of command, it stays in that chain of command, bounce around each other, and they laugh about it, whatever they do, whatever they're going to do. It never goes anywhere else but there.
Right.
So it never really gets settled.
Right.
But you want me to go through my chain of command? How?
That's why you need the union.
Exactly.
Because we don't do chain of command. Yeah. We respectfully can do the chain of command.
Yeah.
But it's not that I got to do the chain of command.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're a part of that chain of command, that's the issue. Why am I going to bring
you? Why would, that doesn't even make sense. Why would I bring my issue if you're my issue, but you're my chain of command?
Well, there's a lot of breakdown. We got new leadership in the city. Hopefully in HR, hopefully we can build that bridge, that gap, and bring it to where it's supposed to be at to help employees. But just, you know, the city is always going to be for the city.
That's all.
Well, that's your chime to get you crazy. You guys can't see this, but let me tell you, when that went off, you should have seen her eyes bucked up.
Any noise.
And she perked up.
Any noise.
And I'm like, oh my God, do I have to run out of here?
It's any noise. I believe it's usually on mute all day.
Now, we got to get you defranchised or whatever you call that stuff. Get you fixed because something is wrong with you.
It's the beef and it's the beef.
So what we're going to talk about next week, everybody, is we didn't really get that deep into light skin, dark skin, but we did have a caller that called in and said that was a good topic that they want to discuss. But we will be talking about next week two topics, main light skin versus dark skin
mm-hmm.
and the hit situations in the city. And we're going to talk about mental health.
Yeah.
And then hopefully we have some good hot topics and people can tell me how they spent their stimulus checks when they get stimulus checks.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Don't care
now,
nobody.
If anybody love me or Ebony, you know, you can always, when you cash a stimulus check, always cash out for some love offerings. Won't put it out there yet.
My birthday coming up, too.
I've always been shined by my birthday. But we appreciate you listening and calling in as usual and listening in to Radio Connections with Pace podcast.
Yeah.
And this is your podcast.
This is what we do for you
to brighten up your day if possible, give you some information, just to have a chat and gossip with your
healthy
Healthy gossip with your host, Gina Pagnotta Murphy. And my co-host here is Ebony Walton. And we hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. And anytime that you want to reach out, we have the email, we have the phone number. You have a topic, just send it to gpagnotta@atlantaga.gov. Phone number 678-414-892. I'm into the city web, the directory. Appreciate you coming out and listening, having the time of the day. Be safe. Wear your mask.
Please wear your
and
mask.
And if you're thinking about, I hate to even say this, but I have to promote it because that's what we do. If you feel that you need to get your vaccine, go on and get your vaccine. Ebony took it. She's still sitting here with me looking good. So far, so good on that end. You guys have a blessed week and hope to see you and hear you next week. Radio Connections with Pace is out.
Have a good one.
Have a good one. Bye-bye, everybody.